Hey, Gavin Simon, welcome to Photo Couch. I'm actually on the road right now on the way down toward Leavenworth, Washington with family in the car behind me. We're doing some senior portraits for Morgan down there. It's just a really pretty area. It's about an hour and a half drive, but she got excited about the area down there, and I'm totally willing to drive if we can get a really cool spot that that is really going to work well for the subject. But as I'm driving, I'm just kind of thinking and trying to kind of get myself mentally prepared for what I'm going to do, thinking about the light, where I'm going, what the light's likely to be doing when I'm getting there, thinking about things I've done in the past, poses I've used, things I've seen other people do, and poses and lighting and things that they've done that were inspiring, and trying to kind of almost flashcard this stuff through my mind, thinking about ideas of how I'm going to work with this subject, how I'm going to find a really proper setup, or setups rather, for Morgan that fits her personality, that fits the scene we're in, that's really going to make something more than just an ordinary portrait. And at the same time, I'm kind of thinking along these lines that I've been talking about lately of slowing down and trying to pace myself, really, thinking about what is happening today and how I can slow down and make sure it happens the way I want it to, make sure it comes out the way I want it to come out. You know, have you ever been looking at portraits? I think most of us have. And you just come across this portrait and it just is incredible. And you're just like, oh my gosh. And it reaches out and it grabs you by the neck and it just like shakes you around. Okay, not quite, but it really is there. I think a lot of times when we see those, yes, the subject is beautiful and the posing is beautiful and maybe the location's beautiful, but almost always the light is beautiful. It just sings. I mean, I think when we come right down to it, a lot of this stuff is about the light. And it's really easy in the fury of a session. With portraits, I see this problem in particular with me, but I see it a lot of places in the industry where we get in kind of this fury of doing a pose here and a pose there, but not necessarily stopping and really thinking about exactly what we're doing. You know, not necessarily thinking about, did we do this pose as good as we could have before we rush on to the next pose? Did we expose really dead on? Did we think about the light or the fill light or the reflectors or which direction they're facing, where the light's coming from, you know, the background, the strands of hair, the twigs sticking up back there in the background that's growing out of their head, the little details that can really make a portrait sing. It's almost like we're trying to prove to ourselves and to our clients that we're good because we click the shutter a lot. I mean, I know we're not actually thinking that, but when we get in the heat of a project, it seems to work that way a lot. And, you know, my thought is, if I can get out here and slow down and really think about what I'm doing today and, you know, sure, I'll do some different poses and things like that, but I don't need 100 photos of every pose. And I find myself slipping into this so easy where I'll plan on slowing down, but then I'll just rush it too much. And later I'll be like, well, why didn't I just slow down and like think about that? It wouldn't have killed me to take 5 minutes and make that light perfect instead of just good. Because, you know, it's easy to get in this mindset of, oh, well, I can just fix it later. You know, we can do a lot in post. So maybe you exposed and the exposure really wasn't quite right for the subject's face. Maybe you expose more on the sky and it's kind of dark on them and you're like, oh, I'll just bump it up and fix it. But there's always a consequence to those things. I mean, yeah, we can do a lot of stuff in post, but it definitely comes out in the end that the better photograph you start with, the better piece you're going to come out with in the end. And I want something that's above ordinary. I want something that's really beautiful for these people. And we don't need to prove how many photos we can take. You know, because at the end, when the client comes in and they're watching these images being proofed, if they have beautiful portraits, they're going to be thrilled. And that's going to be my goal today. I'm really going to try and slow down even more. I mean, I've been trying to do this in general lately, but whatever I'm doing, I mean, even with my portraits, I've started doing a lot of manual focus, you know, using 4x5, whatever I can do to kind of slow down and make a portrait better than just a portrait. So anyway, just some things I'm kind of thinking about, and we'll see how this one comes out. You can, of course, find my website and check it out on the blog. Seimstudios.com is the main site, SEIMstudios.com. And, of course, also check out the Lights and Shadows workshop coming up this October. This is going to be a fun one. It's a 3-day one out here in Washington, and you can find that on the site as well over at SimeFX or F164.com, and it's going to be a good time. All right, guys, take care.